Hey, Drew Garabo, hell of a party we've been having here. Dude, what a world.
I am so grateful that you and I, TY, have had time to kind of process everything, think about the right way to talk about what happened on Saturday, and then hit the airwaves on our own turf, our own time, so we can talk about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. To peel the curtain back a little bit, we were both out doing things on Saturday and were contacted about going live. And at that exact moment, I can tell you my thoughts were very different than they are today.
Same.
Like they were just different.
Same.
They were just different without going into detail quite yet. I am also glad. And I think in those moments right after, it's about trying to figure out the facts and what actually happened before we jump to judgment. And I mean, we are newsbreakers. Don't get me wrong.
Please.
You know, breaking the Morgan Wallen news on Fridays. So this is very up our alley. But I think everybody needed a little bit of time to just figure out what happened and what's next for this country.
Agreed. I don't mean any disrespect in declining the opportunity to go live. It wasn't even an option for me. I was literally on stage with T.L. Jenkins when the ask was made, so I couldn't have done anything then. I had a charity function on Sunday as well for Gigi's Playhouse that I couldn't do then, so I couldn't have done it even if I wanted to. But in retrospect, I'm very grateful because our emotions as it happened, and of course we're referring to Donald Trump, and what happened at his rally in Milwaukee. We've had time to really, really chew on it, ruminate about it, and decide what type of discussion we'd like to have about it. Does that make sense?
It does over here. Yeah, it absolutely does. And I think it's okay to also appreciate the gravity of the situation. It's so crazy because talking to so many people over the last couple of days, I've had people in my life that go, well, it shouldn't shock you. It shouldn't shock you. Why are you shocked? I think you can say that a million times over, and everybody could have had that bubbling feeling inside them that we were headed towards something. Until you see the guy that likely will be our next president and is the number one contender against the current president with blood all over his face and shots ringing out at a giant rally, until you see that with your own eyes, you don't realize what that feels like for yourself, for society, for the world that we live in. And I can tell you, when I saw it unfolding on Saturday, it blew my mind, and it still does to this very moment. I can't believe that it actually happened.
Same. You broke the news to me. We had just had I was at the Just Call Mo charity bowling event in Oviedo, Florida, and drove back to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Checked in, was getting my tux, didn't have the television on, and I looked down to a text from you that said they took a shot at Trump.
And the thing is, when I sent you that, again, I mean, to me, watching what happened initially, it seemed fairly clear with my own eyeballs what had happened, but whether everybody was being safe and responsible or whatever storyline you want to believe at this point, they weren't saying that it was an assassination attempt. They weren't saying that it was even a gunshot. They were saying something happened, and that was all we really knew.
Yeah.
In that moment when I texted you. So I was kind of tongue-in-cheeking it just a little bit, even though that's what I believed. And, man, it is it's the world that we live in, and I think we talk so much about the division every single day, and I don't think you can have that and have that and have that and have that and eventually something like this not happen.
Yeah, and John and I are not looking to assign blame to anyone except maybe humanity and the media that wants to keep us divided. It's just when we're so divided and people are so dead set on their beliefs and not understanding how there could be an other side to that, it doesn't get better. It doesn't lead to anything healthy, non-toxic, or productive. And when I turned on the television and saw the video of former President Trump, like, going for his ear, I thought, because I didn't know if he had survived. I didn't know anything yet.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. Those initial videos, and I'm telling, you know, I'm talking to Danielle, I'm like, what if he doesn't make, you know, because I think everybody has an idea of what being shot and killed looks like.
Right.
I mean, not to take it there right away, but, you know, in that moment, is there a bullet lodged in the side of his head? Like, what were we watching in those early videos? I think we didn't really know.
No. And to see him go down and then to see his face bloodied, and it looked to me like the blood came from, like, maybe Secret Service jumping on top of him and banging his face accidentally against the floor. I was just so relieved because, look, to those of you who would say anything about him surviving and how that's a shame or whatever, this is a human being. Regardless of what you think about him and his policies and his comments and remarks, this is a father, this is a husband, this is a human goddamn being, you know?
And even if that doesn't hit you, the people who are saying those things, I am just as shocked by everything at their lack of self-awareness about the country that we're currently living in, and that if you think our America ends up better if he dies,
oh my God,
then you are so damn clueless. I can't even. To think that would be a good thing, like, that would have been so bad in so many different ways, and I don't even know what it looks like, but I can tell you, it would have been bad for this country for a long, long time.
Correct. You can make your snide remarks. You can make your horrible comparisons, etc. Think about what the state of this country looks and feels like if this goes another way.
And you know, I think we're going to have some more specific conversation as the days go on. And I think, or as the day goes on even, and I think they deserve to have a place. How does this happen? I think that's what everybody wants to know is how does this happen?
Sure.
You know, first and foremost, and secondly, you know, is there any hope? And I think maybe by what we learn in the coming days will dictate this. Is there any chance that this is the turning point in the direction that a lot of us want it to go? I mean, it's sad it took him being shot in the head, but Joe Biden is up there saying, you know, he got on a phone call with Donald Trump. Jill called Melania. Kamala saying, pray for Donald Trump and the man that was killed. Like, I think things are so bad. You've got to take those little wins in humanity, even if it took a bullet to get there. So is it possible that this is the fork in the road where it doesn't get worse, it actually gets better?
Yeah, I want to think so, and maybe that's being ridiculously Pollyanna and optimistic about it. But like you said, for these two who just last week were not just trading barbs, but getting down and as dirty gets. You and I talk all the time, John, about what it's going to take for America to get back to that September 12, 2001 moment where we realize at the end of the day, we're all Americans and we all hopefully want the same things. And it's beautiful that we disagree with each other. It's awesome that we don't all feel the same way about issues, and we should be able to discuss that in a healthy and productive and respectful manner. It sucks out loud that a man had to be shot in the ear and someone died, and the other person, I believe, is in critical condition, and the shooter's dead, which nobody's going to shed any tears over that. You know, it sucks that all of that had to happen for us to have a discussion about this, but there seems to be, for the first time in years, movement towards, holy crap, look how far we've gotten away from unity.
And I think, and again, I do believe what comes out of in the next couple days. Like, there are so many people with so many different beliefs, and I think the just biggest question is how. In my mind, the possibility of someone getting that close to the president with a long gun on a roof seems like something that is outside of the realm of possibility.
Cool.
And I think that's kind of how everybody is feeling today. So I think what is what ends up being factual about how it happened, it has everything to do with whether or not we do come together. But if this is just a breakthrough or a breakdown in the process, and this was a random kid who somehow was able to outsmart the Secret Service, I feel like that almost is the path to healing.
Right.
If it ends up to be more, which, you know, we had the discussion, and I don't mind saying this, we had the discussion before the show on how we were going to tackle this. And I feel things in my heart, and I'm mad in certain ways, and in the way I felt that day is different. But I think just letting this unfold a little bit and trying to be on the side of bringing us back to normalcy in this country is where we both want to be.
Yeah.
And if that means, you know, tampering things down for a second, then so be it. But yep. I don't want to be a voice that is firing people up or pissing people off or making them more mad at any other side. If there is any hope, if the window's this big, if we have a little window of hope that this can bring good to the country, we need to all try and peer through that window for a split second.
Yeah, and that's not to say that you should feel bad about any reaction you have to this. If you believe on one side that this was staged this way, or one side that it was an inside job this way, or you feel emboldened to now, you know, proudly display Make America Great Again stuff, or on the other side, like, feel that way. That's awesome. Like, react to this the way you think is the best way, but the way forward is understanding that we are all Americans. Very few politicians actually care about you and your best interests, and the more we can treat each other, American citizens, with respect, compassion, and understanding, that, in my opinion, is the best way forward.
I will tell you, there are so many observations to make about everybody's response, and I think, you know, maybe I've almost been, as soon as it happened, I just went to the place where I knew people were going to be celebrating it and wishing that he would have been shot in the head.
Sure.
And that, you know, bummed me out immediately just knowing that. But the other thing that's happening, I think, is more of a representation of how desensitized we are. Like, what does, and I'm not bitching about it, I'm not offended by it. But like, what does it say that within hours, like, we're memeing the potential future president, former president, candidate for president being shot? Like, I mean, it can't be a good thing when it comes to how we are processing this. I think I would have thought maybe this is one of the few things that breaks through that, but I think we're just so in the muck with so much bad every day that something like this, it's a little worse, but not bad enough to not make a meme out of it in the first 5 hours.
Yeah, I don't think anything is unmemeable in this world. I think even if that bullet goes a little bit to the left, I think people still meme it.
People
screen cap the repulsive, which, by the way, can you imagine if that's the image, instead of a bloody ear, or instead of, you know, blood trickling down his face, what the images would look like?
And I mean, I don't know what to attribute it to. I don't know. You know, some people will say it's a higher power. I think it is the most astonishing thing on earth that bullet went that close to his head.
Agreed.
Like, I don't understand how it gets that close to his head. Like, to be able to shoot an ear off, or shoot a chunk of an ear off, is just, like, you got to believe in something. I don't know if you're him. I'm sure you are believing in something. And I think that, you know, if you hate the man, then think about that for a second. Maybe this is the thing that changes him. And I don't know if it will. He supposedly said he's reworking completely his RNC speech. He says he was kept alive to be able to bring this country and this world together. I don't know if he means it, but taking a bullet to the side of the head is probably one of those things that can make you see things a little differently.
A brush with death will make you absolutely refocus on what is important in your life. And if you could read the statement from his wife and look at all of this with a cynical eye, again, own that. I don't blame you for being cynical. I choose optimism because I believe that we can be together as Americans once again. But just think for a moment the chaos and anger and hate that would have happened had this gone the other day. What a different temperature we have today.
Yeah, it would have been terrible. It would have been terrible.
Awful.
For so many different reasons. And I think that it is natural to be mad and to feel upset, but I think that we should all try to pause for a second. And if there's a way out of this climate through this event, we should take it.
Yeah.
And I think that we're in a place now where the initial thought is, how do we put this on the entire left? How do we say that this is their fault? And on the other side, you're hearing the same thing.
Yep.
We've been doing it. It's not working. That vibe is not working for our country.
No.
So if we can somehow just take the minute to take that fork in the road and find another way, I think we need to try and do it.
Totally agree. What led to this, what contributed to this, what actually led to that 20-year-old kid, You know, when JFK was shot from the book depository in Dallas, Texas, I thought we were, like, never again going to see someone with a long gun have access to a president, former president, et cetera. I thought Secret Service, local police, et cetera, would thoroughly comb any potential opportunity, which is why it makes no sense to me. That's not partisan. It makes no sense to me how a geeky 20-year-old kid is able to climb to the roof. How many feet away? 400 feet away?
Less than that. I think it was, I think it was a little over 100 yards, the shot. Closer to 200, maybe.
Like I always thought the minute someone climbed to the roof, they would be shot and killed. You know what I mean?
And that is, I will tell you, for everything that we're talking about, these are the things that are the voice in my back of my head that make me worried that we're not going to get there. Mm. Because these are questions that have to be answered immediately.
Right.
Like, these are not questions that are going to go away. And they have been hand-delivered to somebody who wants to think whatever they want to think. If
sure.
you want to think that Trump set the whole thing up and that there was a ketchup packet in his hand or something, maybe. I find that one a little harder to believe because a dude was shot in the head and killed in front of his family. So
yeah.
I don't know if that was part of the plan. Or, you know, if you believe that they allowed this man to get up there, we have to figure out how to ensure that those things didn't happen before we're going to get to any form of peace.
I was just going to say,
breaking news from ABC 10 minutes ago, the rooftop building, that building was the staging area for the police tactical team doing overwatch of the crowd, per ABC News.
The staging area?
So, like, the police were inside and around the building in which the guy was on the roof of.
That it just makes no sense, and that's not a partisan remark. It just makes no sense.
It just doesn't. I think everybody can feel comfortable saying that. Like, that is one of, if we want to agree on something, it doesn't really make sense. And I still don't, like, if we get down in the details of it, so he starts firing, and they start firing immediately.
Yeah.
So undeniably, he was in their sights, you know, undeniably. Like, it wasn't, I find it hard to believe that they found him in their sights, in their scope, the second that he started shooting. And I've heard things about the slant of the roof made it tough, so unless he picked his head up, they couldn't really see him. I've heard things like that, and those things could be true.
Yeah, and people, I guess, reported to the police that they saw the kid climbing up there, and allegedly a police officer went up and confronted
him. There are legit videos of people taping the guy moments before it happens, with everybody around yelling, "There's a shooter on the roof! There's a shooter on the roof!" I mean, it's also hard to believe that if you lend yourself to those theories for a second, how the people in charge of it didn't realize that we live in a world where everybody's recording everything.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the fact you've got multiple witnesses talking to the media and now videos from the second, and I've seen it where they'll do a side-by-side of the timing of when the people see him, how long he's up there before the shot is taken, and it's, I don't know how the hell it happens.
Much is being made of the fact that he went to gesture towards the Jumbotron, and had he not done that, then that bullet goes that way. I've seen stories about the woman who was sitting a little bit behind him who calmly whipped out her phone. Look, no one ever knows how they're going to react when you see a former president get shot in front of you. I don't fault anybody there for any reaction they had. I don't question it, because you just don't know what that looks like and how you're going to react until you're in that situation. I think no matter what side of the political spectrum we are on, we can all look at it and go, how in the hell is this able to happen?
And I mean, it's just the entire storyline of it being going right into the national convention, which is, you know, starting today. He's now, we will carry it live here when it happens, but is announcing his VP pick at 4:30 today. I mean, it's just, and I mean, undeniably, that photo of him, it's just like you're watching something that you can't believe is real. When he stands back up with blood all over his face and he's fist pumping to the crowd, I mean, if it doesn't make you feel something, I'm sure some people feel rage by it, but if it doesn't make you feel something, then check your pulse.
Yeah, and to the people who, you know, on all sides of it, but the people who are like, well, he just won the election with that one. Well, I don't think anyone who wasn't going to vote for Trump looks at that and goes, damn, I'm voting for that guy now.
I don't know.
You think it might?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, there's something I don't know. I also, like, I was surprised by his response. I'll tell you that. Like in his soul, I don't know what's there, but if you would have told me he gets shot, what's his next move? It's stay undercover,
right?
Get out of there as quickly as possible. The fact that he clearly wanted to motion to the crowd and give them this moment, I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have expected that move from Trump, and I think to some people, they saw something in that moment as well that they didn't see in him.
Yeah, and he wanted his shoes.
He did want his shoes, which, you know, to get out of there, you just need some shoes.
Yeah, and look, I get everybody has a reaction to it, and it's funny because two tweets consecutively, one on one side, the other on the other side, and if you're trying to make this a divisive issue, you can keep that on social media, and I'm not going to respond to it, and if you bring it to our phone lines, I'll politely hang up on you because we're not looking to get into this side did this, this is why it happened. We're just Americans, and we'd like to have some open, honest discourse about our feelings, not who you think is to blame, etc. 727-579-1025. Hello there, Drew Graba Live with John Senning. Who are you?
Are you talking to me?
I am. What's your name?
Hey, it's Fred.
Hey, Fred. How you doing today, man?
I'm good. I'm kind of baffled by the whole chain of events.
All right.
So I don't know what to believe. And like you said, it's hard to believe that this happened.
Yeah.
That somebody so seemingly untrained was able to get shots off at the former president, Republican candidate. But I feel like we're being held hostage by the whole Trump party. I feel like you said earlier, like, you thought that if anyone thinks that this would be a better America if he would have gotten killed, I feel like that it's going to happen eventually.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I mean,
it's
you are part of the problem.
It is, and I think that's the only thing that we don't want to be. You know what I mean? Is that
exactly?
And I'm sure there's going to be moments over the coming days, and there's going to be conversations and calls where maybe other things, you know, come out here and there because we're human beings. But I think, starting a fight in this moment. It isn't what's right. And will we ever know? There's a damn good chance we'll never know what or how this happened. I also think as the weeks go on, we'll see where this brings us all. And we could be dreaming right now that this brings us to a better place.
Sure.
But if there's a 1% chance today, let's lean into it just a little bit. And I would like a lot of people, even that guy, I would be curious to see what Donald Trump is going to say this
week.
Like, I'm not saying for everybody out there who hates him so much to give him a second chance, but I would say let the guy speak. He had a near-death experience, it does seem, and that can certainly change a lot of people.
And if you truly think that anything would be solved if this had a different outcome, what about the millions of American, not hundreds of thousands, millions of American who subscribe to what Donald Trump, do you think what, they just go away? They automatically stop believing in what Trump stands for because he's gone? No, it's going to go even the other way.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just sad, man. Like, that was my big feeling on Saturday is that it's just sad. Like really just, first I was mad. I was just kind of mad. And the images of Trump just fight, they made me mad. And then as the night went on, I was just bummed out. Like, how did we get here? Like, why are we here?
Yeah.
And with just a hope that maybe things can get better.
Yeah, and we've been divided as Americans for a long time. Nothing like this has happened yet. We haven't seen something like this happen, not through the Obama administration, through the first Trump presidency, through Biden, and now. So can we right the ship? I hope so.
And that's it really is. It just can't be said enough that it was able to happen. I just thought that these people were untouchable.
Yep.
Like these highest levels of politicians, presidents, former presidents, you couldn't get on a rooftop close enough to take a shot. You couldn't get physically close enough to take a shot. You go into one of these events, you go through security that's never been seen before. And I think that's probably a reason why it's so shocking. Not that somebody wanted to do it, but that somebody was able to get the shot off.
That's exactly it. And you can blame whoever you want. People make mistakes at their job. Like, we talk about it all the time. There are jobs where you're not allowed to make a mistake or make an oversight or whatever, but it does happen. Yeah. So don't act like it's impossible that someone could have screwed up and just not checked this or whatever.
And it is. And it's crazy.
It is insane. It's insane. Drew Gobble live with John Senning. Who are you?
My name's Ray. What's going on, guys?
What's up, dude?
Not too much. Hey, unfortunately, what's going on now is, you know, everybody's got their own side of it. And because, like you said, touch on what you said, we're all been divided for so long now. No one knows what to believe anymore. Yep. So it's like you got A, B, and C. Possibly D or all the above may have happened, but yep. In what I'm gathering in my own outside opinion, and I like to say that so people don't get so like, I'm like, dude, this is my opinion. I'm not saying you got to believe it, and that's what's wrong with it. You're not allowed to say an opinion no more without somebody jumping down your throat. But in my opinion, from what happened, like you said, you touched on that was a central command center for the police department of the area, and that's where they had the shooters that you see in the video where they like take their eye off the scope and look back, they're trained differently than Secret Service. Secret Service don't F around, you know what I mean? So like when you have a cop who is already hesitant to pull his gun out at a traffic stop, let alone have somebody in his crosshairs, he has to be 100% double sure because he feels if he does something wrong. So I think in the meantime, he's thinking, why would I think someone's crawling on top of our headquarters? Maybe that's one of our guys. I need to be sure. Maybe that's why he had it.
Yeah.
Hasn't got back on the radio with confirmation. They're checking on it. Shots fired, then he fires. Yeah. But in my opinion, why would you leave such an area of, you know, high profile up to your local police department?
Yeah.
And that's where I think the Secret Service possibly botched.
Sure.
And that's when you start to get deeper. Is it an inside job? Who is it?
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and you know, there are reports out there that they have been asking for more coverage for weeks, and you know, does that have a place here? They're saying that, I think they're saying the snipers were not Secret Service. They were contracted from Homeland Security, so they weren't actually normal Secret Service protection. So where that all lands, I also really, you know, for everybody who has their beliefs, I would think wait for Big Don to come out and say what he's going to say. If he comes out this week and says, we know that Joe Biden tried to have me killed, then things go to a whole new level. Yeah. I don't believe that's what he's going to say. Right. I don't believe that's what he's going to say.
I hope you're right. And I read an article on the guy who's responsible for the longest kill in the armed forces and his inside. He's a sniper. He had, I believe, a 2-mile kill with a sniper rifle. 2 miles with the Canadian government. He was on a roof. The bullet, I believe, was in the air, it said, for 10 seconds and hit and killed somebody with ISIS or somebody like
that.
And
the other thing, too, is when people are saying it, there was nothing by air. There was nothing we're going to talk about it next break. They had helicopters over top of Jelly Roll at the Dallas Bowl.
Yeah.
But you didn't have a helicopter over top of the, Republican presidential candidate, former president.
With that's
no,
curious.
No drones or anything. Like, it's just, it's all just crazy. It's just, this is unrelated but related, and I like to think about it. I watched some crazy video last night of this guy that said that moment was the turning point of our simulation, and that we there was a fork in the road of our simulation that was war or peace and positivity, and that for whatever reason we slipped into a new timeline that is actually going to be a positive timeline after having been on a negative timeline. And that, although just mumbo jumbo, gave me hope that maybe that bullet missing was kind of a second chance for the United States of America.
Yeah, because we were headed down one path, and this is going to fork the road. Is it going to make things worse? It could. Do I hope and believe that it'll make things a little bit better when it comes to understanding each other? Yeah, I hope that. I kind of believe it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's anything he can say. So when I'm putting together the puzzle pieces of how do we get to a place where everybody kind of takes that sigh of relief, maybe it's, not to go there, but when he gets elected, maybe it's then. Like, maybe when there's nothing to necessarily fight about anymore.
Yeah.
Then maybe people can let their guard down a little bit and accept what is our reality, and we all kind of come together then. I don't want to have to wait until November plus, but because you still have these people, and somebody tweeted us, and I know it's a fact, there's a bunch of people that lost their job this morning.
Oh, my God,
That took to Twitter. People I love with all my heart, that I consider friends, that I consider family, in words said, God damn, if they would have just been a better shot. And that is super, super hard for me to digest and to figure out. And I always want to be able to understand where someone's coming from, and I cannot understand that.
You cannot stand on a moral high ground of any integrity if you're wishing that bullet found its mark. No matter where you are politically, you have no moral ground to stand on. If that's what's in your heart, you have darkness in your heart, whether you want to recognize it or not. All right, hang on. I know a lot of you want to weigh in. We're somewhat interested in what you've got to say about it, but we have to talk about two things when we come back. One of them is John's inside look at one of the most amazing spontaneous concerts, if not the most amazing spontaneous concert that has ever occurred in Tampa Bay. And I have to tell you how exciting.